Okay, call this meeting to order. Start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation, still under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the end, at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step to the podium, clearly state your name, and spell your last name for the record. If any board member wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or by majority vote. Approval of the minutes for tonight's meeting. Oh, no. Last meeting, excuse me.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Let's start with Indian Springs Library. Jet?
Hi everyone, my name is Marie Reed. Everyone knows me as Jet. I'm the Library Associate for the Indian Springs Library. Just wanted to give you a few updates on some of the things that we have going on. Currently, we do have hygiene kits available. We've got these little flyers hanging in the restrooms just off the main lobby. They offer soap, shampoo, toothbrushes, and feminine hygiene kits. We put these out there so if the kids feel embarrassed or anything, they can just circle it and bring it up to the desk and we'll get them whatever they need. Or the kids can just come up, or parents can also come up. I just wanted to go over a little bit of what comes in these. If anybody asks for any of the hygiene kit items, they will get the full kit, which includes soap, shampoo, conditioner, toothbrush, and toothpaste. So it all comes inside this package. This is actually part of our partnership with the Nevada Partnership for Homeless Youth. The other thing is we are also offering feminine hygiene kits. They come in a nice discreet bag. They include an always pad and 2 tampons from Tampax. These are provided by the library district and as from their homeless task force. This month, so the week of Thanksgiving, which is going to be November 26th through the 30th for the library district, we'll have our 3D pens available. Last time I brought this up, I know that some of you were curious about what 3D pens are and what you can make with them, so I brought some of our examples from last time. We do have a tendency to drive these until the wheels fall off, so if parts fall off, it's okay, just keep passing it on and I'll collect it afterwards. So the kids are able to build 3D models. We actually had kids that did masquerade masks, glass frames, so pretty much anything that they can come up with, they can create, and we're more than happy to print out whatever they like to create. And also next month, the week before Christmas break, which for us will be December 17th through the 21st, we'll be doing our button swap program. We're bringing in a button maker. The kids can come in anytime during that week, and they can make up to 10 custom buttons. With those buttons, they can either swap with their friends or they can give them away as gifts. Are there any questions about any of those programs?
The hygiene kit?
Oh, yes.
Are they being done throughout the school, the library district, or just here?
They are being done throughout the library district.
And this is just for the kids?
So, technically, it is the hygiene kits, which are the ones through MPHY with soap, shampoo, etc., is technically just for the kids. But I will say, if anybody comes up and asks for it, I'm not going to say, is this for you or for your child? I'm just going to pass it out. Our goal is to really get these products into the hands of people who need them. So our goal is to reduce those barriers as much as possible.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do should start. Indian Springs Fire Department.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Gary Judd. I'm Fire Chief of Indian Springs Volunteer Fire Department. We've been kind of slow here lately. We've lost quite a few members. Some of the guys that come out from Vegas, they moved on to the paid sites. We've lost five guys already. We're slowly getting them back. So it's just going to be Kai and myself and a couple others that's here. So if we can, we'll do what we have to. But we are desperately looking for more individuals to come out and help us. Training's for free. Our engine is broke down. We do have a replacement. It's sitting in there, and we're up and going. We don't know when we're going to get another one back. That's all I have. Anybody got any questions for me?
You still, Creech, still mutual aid, still
yes,
going strong.
Mutual aid with Creech Air Force Base and with Station 82. So.
Okay.
Any
thank
questions?
You, Gary.
Huh?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Metro. Nope. Nevada Highway Patrol.
Hello, everyone. Sergeant Reimer with NHP. I don't have numbers from last. I was kind of busy today getting out of Las Vegas Valley, so I didn't get those. But basically, we just have seen some speeds kind of ramping up on 95. especially during the commuter hour on the way coming up here. I mean, I got a bunch of 90s, but I couldn't get in them because they're in traffic. So watch your speed. We did have a fatal last week involving a DOT vehicle where a car didn't move off to the side and I ran into him. And he was a corrections officer, I'm sorry to say. So just watch out, move over for cars. Among the speed issues, we've had some complaints from the Amargosa solar farm. Some people claiming from there, mostly from Rickery. I talked to those people, so they do know about it. They've talked to their own employees and stuff. We did arrest one of them for DUI as well as other stuff. So basically, they're being terminated if they're being caught doing that kind of stuff. That's what was being relayed to us. So if you see that kind of stuff, let us know. We do know it's commuter hours are kind of high speeds, but otherwise we're out there as much as we can. So nothing new really upcoming for us in the next month. So that's all I have, unless you have questions for me.
No.
Thank you, officer.
Thank you. Creech Air Force Base. Nope.
Creech.
Clark County Parks and Rec.
Hi, I'm Jesse. So we have a couple things going on. So we have Bingo November 21st, which is next Thursday for anyone 18 and older. It's up here starting at 7 p.m. We suggest get here a little bit earlier to get your cards. And then we have the Holiday Bazaar, November 23rd, which is this next Saturday. It's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's where vendors come up and sell their products, their homemade stuff. It's really, really neat. You come up, check out all the vendors. Also, the fire department will be doing, will be barbecuing hamburgers and hot dogs for a donation that day as well. So, any questions? Thanks.
Thank you.
High Desert Seniors.
Okay.
All right. So I got to talk to one of the head guys at Terrible's this morning about their project down here. They are looking at beginning of second quarter of next year to be open. Which I can't believe, but that's what they're talking about. They are looking into bringing some special restaurant in. They did not tell me what it is, and I'm glad it didn't, so I don't know. But I guess it's going to be very cool, so it's something they're working on, something special that they don't have anywhere else. They said that they probably will have to close the old Chevron before the new one's open, or the old gas station before the new one's open, but that anybody that's employed with them will not be losing their jobs. So they will keep them on through the transition. So probably will suffer a little bit, you know, to not have a gas station open and stuff, but I don't think it can be helped with some of the stuff they're having to do on the site. But they're very excited about it and really looking forward to being up here. So And they're going to be doing, the event I was at this morning was the Electric Highway. It's encouraging the highways through Nevada to be have electric charging stations to encourage people to use lower impact vehicles. And they're going to be having that here too. So that's pretty exciting. The Family Dollar, as you can see, is like this close.
Yes.
They are so close. I've been working very closely with them. They have part of the problem, they hope to be open already. Part of the problem is that they had planned to be connecting to Terrible's with their drainage and with other things, but Terrible's is lagging behind. It was always understood that Terrible's would be done first. So now that they're ready to connect, there's nothing to connect to. So we're having to do some scrambling, thinking outside the box a little bit to try to get them some temporary stuff until Terrible's comes along so they can connect. So we're doing everything they can. They are very excited to be open. They were hoping to be open before Thanksgiving. I think it's probably gonna be right after Thanksgiving. So I'm sure we'll be doing notifications and everything about that. So the cleanups with Republic Services, we've been doing them every month, and I haven't heard any bad feedback, so I'm going to assume that's okay. We're going to look at doing something different next year. Unfortunately, by my bright idea of doing it every month, got the attention of the health district, and they got, they didn't end up getting fined, because when the health district came out, of course, by the time the health district responded, the dumpsters were gone. But it turned into a problem, and I feel terrible that I brought that on them. So we're going to look at some different alternatives. Maybe instead of having everybody bring their stuff to a central location, they'll have a truck go once a month, house to house, so you wouldn't even have to bring it to a location. We're looking at different options. They definitely want to continue to provide the service that's needed for the community, but for them to have to go through health district and get permitted and stuff, it gets complicated. So we're gonna probably in January bring out one of the head guys from Republic and hash it out and see what are the options, what can we do, what would work best for you guys, okay? And on a personal note, I will not be here next month. I emailed all you guys already, I'm having surgery. So I will be out, and I will probably miss the January meeting as well. So hopefully everything goes fine, and I'm not having sex change or anything. I'm having hysterectomy, so there's no Thank speculation. they're very routine these days, so hopefully everything goes smooth, and I'll be back. So, and during that time, I will have other staff members available, so if there's questions or whatever, they'll be taken care of.
Will somebody come out in your place during the meetings?
Probably not, unless there's something major.
Okay.
You know, if I don't see anything coming up next month, so I probably not. But if something comes up, you guys let me know. If you need someone here, let me know, and we'll get that scheduled.
So are you going? This is November. Never mind. I lost track.
Yeah, month. It's actually month from.
Yeah.
It's the 12th month from today. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Any questions for me?
Actually, I have one. Is there any follow-up on the crosswalks?
Crosswalks, I have not gotten a response yet. I sent them in, and they take a lot of study. They have to study the situation.
Got it.
So.
Okay.
Okay, planning and zoning, number one. ETU-19-400129. MCZ-038708, Indian Springs Investments, LLC. Zone change, third extension of time to reclassify 15.8 acres from RT, Manufactured Home Residential Zone, to R3, Multiple Family Residential Zone. Waivers of development standards for the following: driveway length and trash enclosures. Design review for an apartment complex, generally located south side of Boulder Lane and east side of Jet Street, alignment with Indian Springs. Description on file.
Good evening, David Turner, and I've got Mason Harvey with me, representing the applicant. What we're requesting here is an extension of time on our 304-unit apartment complex with some of these new services, Family Dollar Store and Terrible Herbs Online. We're getting ready to start on this project here, and I think we've got the services we need to actually build this, and we request your approval.
Why does it say you're requesting a change? That's what it says.
Right, it's because they're extending the original
zone change.
Yeah.
Zone change has been approved. We're requesting an extension.
They're asking to extend all the stuff. All three things.
I understand.
So I'm Mason Harvey. I'm a member and a manager of our partnership bought this land back in 06. So we've been a long time stakeholder in the town. And back then we had a vision that the town was going to grow.
Okay.
And that the Air Force Base was going to expand. And we were ahead of our time back then. Then the economy hit, the Depression. And if you remember, if you were at any of the meetings last year, we had to work with NV Energy. They were planning on putting a substation right next to our, right at the end of Bolton and Jet. So we were able to move that, get their agreements to move that to the west up on BLM land across Bolton. So we overcame that. And it looks like everything is finally coming into place. We talked to, I talked to Tom McCormick with Pepstone Homes before he actually purchased the lots. And he asked me, what do I know about Indian Springs? And what, the school district's awesome. You've got a lot of things happening. Family Dollars purchased their land. I worked with Family Dollar, helped them do a few things. And they ran into problems with the drainage, as Megan mentioned, and still have a problem. But it's all coming together. And our partners in the project, it's been a long time. And some have retired. One of my partners passed away in April of this year. It's been challenging, but now with the help of we did a survey last year with Creech Air Force Base actually assisted us, first time they has ever been done, and we conducted a survey through Creech of the airmen and asked what they wanted in amenities for the town. And one of the top ones was, hey, we need some grocery shops. We need to have, so we talked to Family Dollar, and that, as I understand, maybe it's still scheduled for expanded refrigerated section for the food and produce in the store, as well as everything else. So that was one of their top concerns, and they helped us to craft and manage how we might mix the units, as well as what they needed for amenities. So it's all coming together now, really, since December and in March of this year. So we're excited about the progress. I think the town's excited about what's going on with a choice of homes between Beezer and Touchstone. And then our project, I'll hold that up just so you know, condominiums. What we've talked about is it's situated between the detention basin, the schools, and the civic facility. So it's an awesome, ideal location. You get all the BLM land and the drainage over here. So it's at the end of town, at the west end of town. Yet it's part of it because of its location. And what we plan, for those of you that haven't seen this, we plan for garages in the units, garages on the outside, you know, separate detached garages or storage units, a really nice amenities on site with top lots and lots of drought tolerant landscaping. We plan for the entrance off of Boulder. I don't know how we can hold this. Probably like that. So the schools are here coming in. Up Boulder, and then you've got the civic facilities to the south, and lots of green pedestrian paths from the south side over to Boulder. We've designed that all in with the help of the town, and it's been a good partnership in getting this to this point. And it's finally arrived, and then when you know it, here we are up for an extension of time. So time is now. We've engaged Bachman and Turner to proceed with the studies. We've updated, just so you know, we've recently updated a few months back the sanitation requirements for our sewer. So we've got approval for point of connection for Clark County. And we've got our updated water rights. We just got those in at the end of October. And we're putting it all together now. And it's with these amenities coming online, that's really what's held us up. We just couldn't get the financing partnership together because it lacked what is now coming on the ground. So we're excited about it. If anybody has any questions, ask away. I'll do my best. Yes.
Is it apartments or condos? I can feel it's, you call it both, but they're two separate things.
Well, a lot of folks, you know, it's,
are you selling both, them or renting them?
We're going to, the idea is to sell them, but we may have to, depending on how it goes, we may have to build them, lease them back, and then maybe sell some and sell some to those that are leasing. So we have a mixed objective on that, but we can satisfy both because it's apartment homes.
I understand what you're saying, but doesn't mean every single one of them. So you might have an office with the manager.
Remember, they're in clusters.
Right, I gotcha.
Yeah. So yeah. The intention is to build them as a home condominium.
To be sold.
And yes, and then we either will hold them for lease or do some sales. Yeah.
So if they don't get sold, you'll rent them?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a demand.
Yeah. Okay.
In fact, if you remember, the gentleman that was here last meeting was the long-range planner for Creech, and I'm waiting to get this, but I guess there's an RFP that was put out for 150 housing units for the area. So we're excited to participate in that. We're trying to obtain that from Creech. I wish they were here tonight. But yeah. So we're asking for your approval. To continue on doing what we're doing as a long-term landowner and make this a reality. And as a part of what we're doing, we've agreed to do some improvements to the fire station, to the town, to some of the parks, turnouts,
yep,
flooring, and also some structures and improvements to the existing recreation facility. So that's all part of what we've agreed to do and we're going to stand by.
Yeah, I have a question.
Yes.
You said that this is a request for an extension. What is your current zoning on there? Is it either residential suburban or is it residential high right now?
It's residential, I believe it's RT.
You're asking about the land use plan.
Trailers.
The current zoning is R3.
Okay, yeah, it says land use change request, okay, but it says on here that the residential suburban, which I guess is RS, what it is right now, is 8 dwellings per acre.
That's,
and you're requesting 8 to 18.
You're on the next item. That card is for item number 2 on the agenda.
Okay, but we are talking about the same
property. It's the same property.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's
but a different issue.
Okay.
Related,
we're good.
Different issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you did the survey with the airmen, did they specify that they wanted condos or apartments? Because I know a lot of guys, they're only here for a short time for training, and they're going. And
it's interesting. There's a lot of moms and dads for the Air. My son's in the Air Force. He's in Maryland. My brother's son is being transferred out here to Creech from Alaska. There's a mix of moms and dads that would buy units out here and lease them to their sons and keep it as an investment. And then there's a consortium that wants to lease. So we're going through this process now is finding out where's that sweet spot between pricing and leasing and that's what we're doing. What was instrumental with the survey through Creech was the number one thing that popped up, amenities, shopping amenities for produce. Where do you go for milk or sandwiches or lettuce, whatever it is, instead of driving to Sky Canyon and that.
Right.
And that's being solved. That was part of this. Megan, do you remember how long it's been since, 3 years since Family Dollar, I think, announced that, about that? And so, we're there. And that's why we like the extension of time, and we're ready to go.
What kind of extension are you asking for?
Whatever the typical period is. You know, the one thing I've learned, we thought when we bought this property,
we would be ready to go in a year and a half.
You said so.
And it took...
I looked it up.
Okay, good. And it took us 2 years, I think, to get it figured out as far as the project. And then we were smack dab in the middle of the Depression. I call it Depression. And a lot of us...
With this extension, does that push back your start date?
No, it'd be from October this year forward, or whatever year two, whatever that is. But, you know, like, again, we own the property. We're paying, it costs us money for this, so we'd like to make this happen sooner than later.
We'd like our part.
Exactly. Yep. That's all part of it.
All right. What type? Again, I'll ask you. What type of an extension are you asking for?
We would request 2 years. It takes the better part of a year to get a project approved in the county right now. Between drainage studies, and traffic studies, and improvement drawings, building permitting, it takes a good 12 months. So we're asking for 2 years.
I have another question for you. Is there a reason that you're requesting the extension other than for construction, like possibility of it being the property being up for sale and you need to extend it for that time period to cover that?
No, the property is, anything's for sale. I don't know what, you know, anything's for sale, but our partners would rather partner up or build it ourselves. We had, and I don't mind letting you know this, one of our partners was a major framer in town. Big framing company, that they retired a little while ago, out of the picture. One of my other partners is a longtime developer in town, and he's had a couple strokes this last year. So I guess anything's for sale, but we have our intentions on building this. Whether we partner up, matter of fact, I had a meeting with a national home builder a little while ago, who was interested in partnering with us on this project as well. So. Yeah.
Okay, the previous time that you were in here requesting an extension of these chairs here, you had stated pretty much the same things in regards to the amenities and everything else that were going to be provided to the community if they accepted the extension, okay? And now you're back here again asking for another extension, and now there's a public notification online that the property is for sale. So I have some concerns that you're more interested in securing your ability to resell the property rather than expanding the community.
Well, my statement stands. There's no change in my statement. It will go forward.
What kind of guarantees are you going to be able to give these people here and the community itself in regards to this? I mean,
driving out here, I couldn't guarantee I would have made it tonight. I had a truck, a big Dodge pickup, pulling a 20-foot box trailer, turned from the slow lane, the right lane, into the fast lane, and made a U-turn on the freaking highway, and I was gonna pickle them and separate the two vehicles. I barely stopped in time, so I can't guarantee anything. But I can tell you that's my understanding to the best of my knowledge, and our intentions are built it out.
You have major
Listen, you just said...
We've engaged Bob and
you just said that you saw something that
online,
the property was for
on
sale.
Zillow. Yes, yeah. Go to Zillow. And you can see the properties for sale for $4,200,000.
A better source is a commercial network that we have. But yes, everything's for sale. But if you read that thoroughly, it says that we want to joint venture with an equity partner to build that. In order to do that, you've got to set a base to bring that into a partnership to build it out. So, but that's just one avenue.
How many units are there?
No, they don't.
304. We've got 16.44 acres. There was a notice that said less that I saw, but it's 16.44. Part of our ownership is that a year and a half ago or so, we filed a map that consolidated. These were two lots. So we had bought the further consolidate these into one lot. And then we went ahead and abandoned Jet Street on the west end. And so that's no longer a concern. So that's part of the work we've been doing engineering-wise for the last year or so.
So it's not going to be built in phases?
It has to be built in phases. Yes. Three phases. First phase would include the clubhouse and the amenities with the first phase at the north end near the schools.
You guys are going to be single-story or...?
No, it's a garden style with the garages in the unit, and then the garages and storage facilities outside as well.
Yeah, I know you've explained this before about the water size of the unit. What's the smallest?
About 1,500, 1,600 feet is the largest three bedroom. I had the four plus with me. And then I believe the least, the smallest is 750, I think, 770. One bedroom. Good size.
Those are apartments.
Good size. Condominiums.
Town hall.
Yeah, 1,600 square foot. That's pretty size.
Yeah, I have a question.
Yes.
You keep saying condominiums, townhomes. There is a physical difference to a condo and a townhouse.
Correct.
And that is? I'd like to hear from you.
The difference between a townhome and a condominium, technically, a condominium you own from the inside of the wall, right? Mm-hmm. And a townhome you own the land. Okay. So depending on how this works out, if it's part of a unit that, again, I don't have all the plans with me, but technically it's condominiums, but you may have some land, so I'm not the expert on that, but we know.
So is it going to be a salt and pepper deal? Some of them are going to be townhomes, some of them are going to be condos?
It very well could be, because we're going to map it as fee simple.
Okay. Because right. You keep saying both. I just wondered if there was going to be both. Okay. They are different.
A good point, but yes.
Okay. Thank you.
My final concern or statement about this is that, you know, the extension is of course up to these fine members here to vote upon. I personally wouldn't give you the extension because of the second piece of information that is going to be on the agenda is the fact that you also want to increase the capacity of the dwellings from 8 to 18 per acre. So that is going to also increase the impact on the area. So there's multiple issues here now that are being combined with this report.
That's to follow along with this project. It's not to change this project.
Okay.
It's just to be consistent with what's already agreed.
Keep it the same. Yeah. It's what we're asking for.
So basically, you guys have to, or you're trying to get a partner before you're going to start this whole thing.
We have, in a roundabout way, the answer is yes.
My a lot of people want to know is like when. That's the.
Well, only thing really that's held it up was the lack of amenities. Internally, we have to deal with what we have to deal with, but now that they're here, we've engaged Bob Attorney to proceed. So we're hoping to make this happen. Like David said, it takes. Maybe longer, but 9 months to a year, depending on traffic and public works and what have you. But we've been spending the money on the engineering, keeping everything up to date, and making sure that when what we foresaw was going to happen is now happening, we can pull the trigger.
Were any of these studies done before? Or you can't start the studies until you apply for the permits? Or I don't know how that works.
Well, they're ongoing. You read in the paper, Home Builders Research. They do a lot of the work for the home builders. They're the ones that did our study for our housing at Fort Creech. They put that together. Great group. And they're the ones that you see talking about appreciation, and they quote them in the RJ. That's who did our study on that particular section. So we're making sure we're ready to go as soon as possible.
Okay. So if we approve a two-year extension, I mean, obviously your first extension or whatever it was, the second one is up when?
It's up now.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Yeah, we need your approval to keep this project alive and to keep going. And I think there's with Crete's expanding the way it is and the need for housing, we're here to do that, to satisfy that, and we need to do a nice job. And working with the town has been a good process, and the town's going to benefit from all we do. And we're benefiting everybody by doing what we're doing. So it's a win-win all the way around. We do need, we are requesting your approval for this to continue, and we'll finish it up. And I guess it's prudent to ask for the 2 years because of what
you know, right now, who would have foresaw the drainage issues along the frontage road? I think that was a year and a half ago that that came up. And
well, anybody that drove through this town on a rainy day would see
all
that.
Of us.
But that's what you get when you see, you know, the money and the time that we put into this, and that the town is afforded us. When we get down to it's finally coming, and then the extension of time for zoning, it's like. But anyway, we appreciate it. The groups. Yes.
You guys have owned the property for 13 years.
I believe it's 2006. The opportunity cost for the funds that we've spent on this
He's done. No, I mean, everybody will let you.
But what did they do? They took those gentlemen about 3 years to get those lots, maybe longer.
I have one question. Sorry, the design would need to be approved after. Or has that already been approved in the past?
The design's already been approved.
And is there, so the entrance to, is it gated?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, and the entrance is across the street from the elementary school?
It's the elementary is a little bit east. As far as it, our entrance is west of the main entrance, so it's towards the parking lot, west of the
okay.
parking lot.
So all of those cars would have to pass the elementary school to get in?
On both?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And we've gone through that whole study and process.
Okay.
That's all been studied.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
that was a fucking decade ago.
There's the access off of Loretta, and the access off of Boulder, and also off of.
The credit is going to be an exit only road, right?
Well, it's a gate, so but the main entrance is off of Boulder. But also, we have a crash at Fisher. Fisher is not going to be used.
Crash gates for fire.
No, it's got.
It won't be anything.
I'm confused.
The answer that's
well, in other words, right. It's a crash gate. You either pass into Boulder and exit Boulder or there.
They just found that on Zillow, you're listed on there as a selling agent.
Mm-hmm. I'm an owner. But it says in there that we're preferred to joint venture. I don't know what Zillow. I don't know about Zillow. But our interest is in building this project and being a partner.
If you went on Zillow and clicked on your house, it would give a price mm-hmm. for your house.
Yeah.
I'm just saying Zillow is helpful for many things. But every person in here, if you clicked on your house, it would put an estimated price on your house for sale.
But
when you Google Maps,
this is
an address,
I'm
it
not
gives you the price
on
the house.
I'm asking for a price.
Okay.
This is an advertisement that is on Zillow.
34 days ago.
Okay.
It's a tough call.
It's what it is.
So
they just need to make their decision.
You guys will be working on...
We are working on it.
Okay. Continue, I guess, working on
it. No, it doesn't. Uh-uh.
Well, where do we stand, folks?
6 months.
How many times have we gone there? I have was wondering. How many extensions have there been?
This is the third. This would be the third.
Okay. So there was, one original one, and then two extensions.
3 years.
Okay.
Last one, they asked for 5. We said, no, we'll give you 3. So now we're down to the next one of two.
Which
correct.
Let me just give a little input here. As in most rural communities, we don't see a whole lot of projects like this. So extensions of time are just standard procedure. Projects like this. I will tell you, Beezer, and I know someone's here from Beezer later, Beezer was approved before this. And Beezer has had multiple extensions of time too. So in the middle there, we had the recession. We've had a lot of things happen. And you can vote to not, I'm not saying you have to approve this. I'm just saying this is not an unusual thing. And if you extend them for 2 years and they can do it in 6 months and make the money, they're gonna do it in 6 months. And if you give them 2 years and they're not able to do it, you can give them 10 years or not, they're not gonna be able to do it. So that, you're not telling them a date to start. They're gonna have to determine that date to start. And we would love to see this project too, because there are a lot of things that they're gonna do for the community, like putting a cover on the playground, that we want to see going too. The county has a stake in this as well. So I understand the frustration. They've been working on this as long as I've been doing this job, so I understand your frustration. But denying their extension of time means there's no project. There will not be a project, because they will not have the opportunity to even get started. And so just a little understanding about extensions of time. So this project came through, what originally approved, and included a zone change to get the zoning for the property, waivers for driveway length and trash enclosures, and then a design review. So all the design, the driveways, the entrances, all that has been hashed out and rehashed out multiple times. So this isn't about, there's nothing that can be changed about that. This is that project that's been approved and reapproved multiple times. Can you give them more time to make it happen? So that's what's before you today. Yeah.
Is it something unique to this builder, though? Because we've asked for upgrades with the playgrounds, and county has denied us on the idea that they're going to do it for us.
No, it is unique to this project.
To this project,
so
sorry,
this project,
yes.
And whether it's for sale or not, that's not unusual either. Lots of developers come in and make design a project, and someone else builds it. That's not unusual. But this project, if somebody wants to build this project, whether it's Mason or whether it's someone else, there is a development agreement that was agreed to that included all those things they're going to do. So anybody that built this project would have to fulfill all those as well.
But as long as it's pending, we're probably not going to get anything from the county for the park, correct?
We've been talking about that internally, so that's not necessarily. Because some things were done in the fire station, right, Gary? Some of the things that they were originally going to do have been done in the fire station already, so we're going to have to the resurfacing the floor.
Resurfacing on the floor was done because we had a fire in there.
Right.
So I have a fire now. Yeah. I
understand what you're saying, but we're not going to make them resurface the floor that's just been resurfaced. So we will have to renegotiate that, is what I'm saying.
Well, one side of the floor.
Right. So it doesn't mean that something's not going to happen, and as things go along, we put the playground cover on the budget request. So if the county comes through and says, we got a deal on covers, let's put it on there, then we may have to look at putting his input somewhere else.
Listen.
I've heard that your conviction is that you feel confident about that you're going to proceed with the project this time because of the additional production and increased construction out here and the Family Dollar and the Terribles and, so you have the amenities that were holding you back before. And you feel confident this time that you're going to be able to start this thing within the 2 years' time, at least this is what you're expressing. If you feel this confident about it this time, personally, being a part of this community and being at both sides of this table, I feel that it would benefit everybody here, including yourselves, to make some token gesture to this community. If you feel like you are really going to be here, put a dog in play, okay?
We have $2 million worth of dogs in play.
Excuse me, what? What?
That's
I keep hearing about the amenities.
That's what we've got into this. We've
We've got
into your design, into your engineering. I understand that because you're a Speedo guy who was an engineering designer for over 25 years.
So what you need to understand is that we're a landowner, stakeholder, partner with the town.
Yes, I do.
And we want to see the town improve in a variety of different ways. And however we can contribute, we're going to.
Yes.
So that's our foot forward. And we've agreed to do that. And right. We are going to do that with our plan.
So if you feel confident enough about requesting an additional 2 years extension on here, why don't you throw the cover on the playground for the kid? I mean, that's not that bad.
We've got that in our agreement.
Okay.
That's part of our first phase.
Why don't you step forward and do it now?
As part of our first
phase? As part of the agreement for these people to agree for a 2 year extension. I believe that would be fair to the community for the repeated conditional extension on this. You know, quid pro quo. How's that?
Oh boy.
Here, let me put on my hat.
There you go, brother.
Anyway. I just feel that because every year you're feeling confident is because of things that are going on.
The sooner we get started, the faster that's going to happen. So that's part of our agreement.
Is there any kind of expectation of a start date?
No.
Because you obviously have the engineering done on a good majority of the stuff.
It's start. We've engaged them to start to finish that. So when you say engineering, is all
you don't have the drainage studies done, you don't have the impact studies, you don't have the ground studies, you don't have any of the other stuff required for the starts.
We do that. Okay. So I'm going to answer you by saying I'm a member manager of our partnership. I can promise you that we are going to get this going start as fast as we can. And the first item that comes out of that, our first phase, is more than just a shade structure with the park.
Okay.
I can't give you that answer because I don't know.
You're not in a position to make that type of thing. Agreement.
But I was in a position, am in a position, and didn't put it right that we are going to do that.
Well, I appreciate your time.
The sooner it happens, the better for all of us.
Yes, I agree. 100%.
That's why we appreciate your granting us an extension, and we're going to move on.
Question. How long is the extension is it
on? 2 years.
2 years.
2 years.
You want this extension for 2 years because you think it could take that long for you to get started.
No, because it takes engineering.
How about we just make a compromise here? If they do that, if you come up with a date, if you don't get started by that, then it's good.
The county takes forever, so they're not going to be able to give you a date because the county could take 6 months for one thing or 8 months. So they're not going to give us a date.
Well, that's why we're asking. It's going to take. So you're a year to have the plan.
You're sure that
here it's going to take you 2 years to start.
Let me just say that
all the questions that have been asked, honestly, I haven't listened to them. I haven't answered them. So far, there hasn't been a definitive answer about it.
Well, I put everything in writing.
Well,
that is on the table, right?
So
let me answer your question. We're concerned about. Well, getting started sooner because the interest rates are low.
What's my question?
We're worried about next year.
I want to know if you actually understand exactly what the question is.
A start date. I can't give you a start date.
Well, no, I didn't say a start date, actually. How long are the extension you really think you're going to need before you start?
It would not be prudent to request anything less than probably 2 years because of what the impact they have. We may end up with something like what the dollar is experiencing. We don't know what's variable. But we put our money where our mouth is.
Don't beat it.
What do you think? Yeah?
I do have something.
Do we all do it together or do we do it?
Somebody will motion.
All right. One
George,
more.
My superintendent, Family Dollar, we're building that project just for. Just so you understand, you know, the property is for sale, yes. So all properties are for sale. My developer, Leading Tech Development, owns Family Dollar property. We are selling it to Family Dollar. So you understand that just because they have it up for sale doesn't mean that they're trying to sell it. They're just, all properties are for sale, like you say. They are all for sale. Like, Leading Tech Development, who I work for, owns that property. We are building it for Family Dollar. Okay, they will take purchase of it. They will take ownership
your
over
investment.
It. But as far as it goes, Leading Tech Development owns that property. Right. So that's I just wanted to clear that up. Just because it's for sale doesn't mean he's trying to sell it. He's trying to seek out investors and someone to help him along the way.
Why did that change?
So I just wanted to throw that out there for you guys.
Thank you.
Just to clarify that.
Appreciate it.
But then why in and on Zillow? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a difference there.
Because it's
everything
exactly
is for sale. I get that.
Everything is on Zillow.
It's already
being on Zillow. It ain't on Zillow right now, so there's something.
Well, everything's on Zillow. You type in any address in the state, it's on Zillow.
Okay, they said it was on there. That wasn't up for dispute. They said it's on there, and that's fine.
It's for sale.
So if somebody came in and told them no.
Family Dollar and this,
yeah.
Because of.
But if somebody came in,
well,
how much was it for?
So it is different.
Four. So if somebody came in, because it's up for four, if somebody came in and said, I'll give you two, it would end up being a partnership with the whole deal. It wouldn't end up being, well, now you own the land for two. They're not actually, like, looking to run, I would hope.
And what you have before you is the project, not the owner.
Yeah.
So you have a project before you, and the county doesn't care about this building. We don't care who puts the stuff on the ground. We're looking at a project.
I have a question. This might clear up the confusion. If you sell it, are you selling the land with the project? Or are you selling the land for them to start their own project?
It has to be built as it is. Yes.
Okay. That cleared up a lot for me.
Before you
so you're selling it as a. So
yes,
even if you sell it to another person, you're building that.
Correct.
Okay. That cleared up a lot.
So it's not a land sale, it would be a
project
sale. Gotcha.
Thank you. That cleared up a lot of because I'm going to be honest. We were all sitting here going, "You're going to sell it to somebody else. They're going to start over." Do you see what I'm saying? That's what
it's
you
project.
Know.
Right, yes.
It's a project sale. Okay. Cleared me up. I don't know about you guys, but it cleared me up.
Okay. You ready for a vote?
Yeah.
Any other questions from anybody?
No, let's vote.
Put it up.
2 year extension from tonight. Is that what we're doing?
It would be from
11/20.
That's when they go to the
board
of county.
November
20th.
Next Wednesday.
All right. Okay. Make a motion to grant a 2 year extension.
Second.
Shirts.
All in favor?
Yeah,
aye.
Yeah,
aye.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
No,
we're not going to be here 2 years from now doing this again. I can tell you that much. Okay. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Number two, CP149-900660. Conduct a public hearing for an update to the Northwest County Land Use Plan, and after considering requests for changes, take appropriate testimony and forward a recommendation to the Clark County Planning Commission for possible action.
Hi, Kevin Smedley from Clark County. Here facilitating, we have a couple of change requests. We also have a couple of people requesting changes, so we have four total change requests here in Indian Springs. I'll just go through them real briefly and let Mason get up again if he wants on his, and then let Richard get up on his. Basically, we have a change request. The staff change requests are on Creech Air Force Base land. There's the property north of the highway that was the casino and that sort of stuff. It's planned
right.
Commercial for us.
That's number two.
That's number two. Number seven is they contacted us out at the end of the last open house. All the place that used to be the housing, the manufactured homes that they have, they would like that designated as public facility. We don't dictate to the federal government how they build and do stuff on their land anyway, so that's going on there. That's the high school right here. And then we have Mason's project, which is, this request would actually make the land use designation the same density as which the current zoning is approved at. 18 units an acre. And then we have a request over here, the Richard project, which is a request to go from one unit per acre to 8 units per acre, and that is over just south of Boulder and east of McFarland, about 1,800 feet.
That's this one.
Yeah. So let's start with Mason, which is change one. And if we can, we'd like to take a vote on each one. You can vote independently on each one. And I'll just stand up here the whole time. Do you have anything to add, Mason, to your?
No, other than I think it's just, as I understand what's happening, it's just bringing the long range plan into alignment, so the zoning and the long range plan are the same.
Right.
And I support that. I think that's smart planning.
So basically, it's going from 8 units to an acre designation to 18 units an acre, so that multiple family units can be built. Any questions for me?
No.
Pretty standard.
Make a motion to approve the first.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, number one done.
Okay.
Number two?
Number, if it's all right, so not, it's the same thing. Number two and number seven, if we could consider those together. Those are the to change to public facility on the air base land. If you have any questions on that, if you have any
problems.
Have they defined what the public facility is going to be?
They're
going to
do
it. No, that's what we designate the air base. The whole air base is designated a public facility.
Not that they're going to do anything with it. They just want to clarify that this is, we can do whatever we want with it in the future.
It's their land.
Gotcha.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Make a motion to approve number two.
Second.
And seven.
Aye.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Okay, number Richard, three, you want to come up and represent change number three?
I'm going to come up here.
Could
you describe that one?
Number three is, let me just describe where it's located. It's on the south side of Boulder Lane, about 1,800 feet east of McFarland. So it's east of there's a little subdivision right in here. It's east of that.
South of
the Beezer project. And it's request to go from 1 unit per acre to 8 units per acre on 17.33 acres.
Right now it's one. Mm-hmm. You have to go to
18.
One acre.
One house per acre.
Up to eight.
Up to two. That's why I'm here, because I'm here instead of the lady who can't be here. She's 93. She's lived there for 55 years, which is south, which borders where you're talking about. That would have a definite impact on the properties that are south of that. You
sure. We would provide adequate buffering if we go further with that.
That's a lot from one to eight. Eight homes on acres.
Are these up to eight homes? There's not a zoning application with this. It's just changing it. And then it would allow them to apply for a zone change.
Yeah.
Typically on a zone change, and I didn't look at the density of the subdivisions that went on in Farland, but it's, I think, if I remember right, it's around, ended up being around 6 units an acre. 6 or 7, not 8.
So how many are on there?
That's why I'm saying 6 or 7. I don't remember.
Is there 6 or 7 on this one?
On the Beezer project.
Yeah.
Beezers.
Yes. No, the Touchstone Homes, I think there was like 6 per acre.
Yeah, that's
right, correct.
6 units per acre.
50 by 100 lots. So that just gives you an idea.
Yeah.
What
is the one that's being built now?
That's Touchstone.
That's Touchstone.
I know that's Touchstone. Huh? What is that?
She's looking it up. I'm looking right now.
She's looking it up,
but it's the same zone.
Yes, so Mr. Chairman, board members, good evening. Richard Gallegos from the town presenting this project here, approximately 18 acres. We are seeking the same land use designation as our neighbor to the north for possible zoning, as staff has stated. We're looking at a light product, but also we're looking at the market, see what this town needs.
Are these stick-built homes, or are these mobile homes, or?
No mobile homes. This would be a wood frame.
So at this point, there's no plans or no So this is just a change in the possible density that could be applied.
So this has to be changed before they can even request the change?
Correct.
So this is like 5 years out before they even think about it.
Long-range plan.
So my question is, just so everybody here can get a visual, please, this is a touchstone down here, the horseshoe and the one dead-end road and everything. That's six buildings per
she's
acre?
Yeah.
I know she's looking up. I'm asking this whole meeting, not just one person. I'm asking everybody that question. Right? You.
No, he doesn't know.
You don't know.
He's not touchstone.
I'm not touchstone.
Yeah, it was
just this.
I
who does know
from doing research on the project, I believe Touchstone is very similar to Beezer.
Okay.
And that's six. Per acre.
Okay. So now we all got a visual on what these houses look like, and there's six per acre because we've all been there.
I live there.
So
they vary from 5,000 square feet and 12,000.
Right.
Right. A couple of them are pretty good sized lots. Right. But you're talking, your project, you're talking going to eight.
No, we would probably end up with like densities, but the land use category just allows up to eight. That doesn't mean we would get it. We would come before you, just like everybody else.
They would still have to come up with a project and design and bring it here, asking for the zone change, asking
correct.
For the design, and
so
it would go through approval process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they haven't even got any kind of dog.
Yeah.
You probably haven't
that's
even
that's a long ways down the road.
About
so
the housing you want to stick on it.
Yeah,
we looked at a couple different
long way
types.
Away.
Yeah.
I don't want people living 2 feet apart, you know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So okay. If we change it now, and then they want to do a project, are we able to change it back?
Well, we would have to approve the
whole
project.
Yeah.
Right.
All you're
if they decided
the,
to go to eight, we could say
of a project.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
We don't like it.
Did you hear me?
I heard
you're
you.
You're approving the thought of a project.
Right. Future plan.
Thought.
Doesn't change the zoning will stay on A.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Good to go. Make a motion. Make a motion to accept this change or.
Second.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Okay. Just so everyone knows, this will be going to the Planning Commission on December 3rd, and the Board of County Commissioners, what's the date on that?
18th.
So keep in mind, if it's approved, gives him the right to come back and ask for something, to ask to change it. This does not change the zoning, and things like the person you're here for, that's when you would get involved and look at buffering or things just like Terrible did along Pioneer, right? Where they did extra landscaping. Those are the types of things that can be negotiated when there's an actual project. This is just a potential selection.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll have lots more questions then.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be back.
Thanks.
Hey, we're all learning now.
Okay, number three. VS-19-0807 Beezer Homes Holdings LLC. Vacate and abandon easement of interest to Clark County located between McFarland Avenue and Basin Falls Street and between Boulder Lane and US Highway 95 within Indian Springs.
Good evening. I'm Josh Owens. I'm here on behalf of Beezer Homes. In the residential project, we're at Boulder Lane, between Boulder and 95. We've had a few changes internal to the project, and so what we want to do is vacate the existing drainage easement on the west side in red, and then we will rededicate a new easement to match the new shape, which is very similar. The existing easement overlaps the rear lot lines on this side. It's just a few minor changes. It's a house cleaning item. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Will those lots be smaller?
These lots are either about 50 feet wide.
But I meant, are you taking from them?
No, we're not taking from them. They're going to be the same size.
Just curious.
Lots are how wide? 50.
That this due to encroachment on some other property and just
nope,
regulating the line.
Everything is internal to the project. It's just that since this is a
easement that's been dedicated to Clark County, we have to go through the public vacation process.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, there's a dedication for utility access. It's a dedication for utility access.
Yes, in drainage.
Is the drainage going to exit in the same spot it does?
Yes.
It
yep.
Yeah. Thank you.
I don't see a problem with that. Any other questions? Make a motion to approve exchange.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. General business, none. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step to the podium, clearly state your name and address, spell your last name for the record. Any member of the board wishes to extend length of presentation, this will be done by the chair or majority vote.
So there's obviously a lot of questions about planning, and several years ago, my background in planning, some of you are new faces, so my degree's in planning and I worked in our planning department for 5 years. So several years ago, I did a planning 101 class down in Sandy Valley, and they found it to be really helpful. I think it's important, since you guys, I think you're going to be seeing more development of different types over the next few years. I think it would be great for you guys to be armed with that knowledge. So is that something you would be interested in, is doing a class here about,
yes.
And I'd walk
yes.
you through the whole process?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll get that scheduled. It probably won't be till I will. It won't be till I'm back after
you
my
can't do it
week,
before.
But, no, I'm not going to be able to squeeze that in between holidays. But maybe sometime.
I think that would be very beneficial.
March, we'll do something like that, and I'll walk you through the whole application process, so that when you come to these meetings, you'll have a better, deeper understanding of what's being discussed and what the difference between a land use plan and zoning is. And believe me, it is confusing. So if you're a little confused, that's normal, because it is very confusing. So
I got it now.
Yeah.
I was very confused.
So we'll, okay, so I'll plan that for early next year.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Wait, are they done?
Comments.
He ain't done.
He's coming.
Okay, 3 minutes.
Thank you very much. I'd like to address this to the county representative here. Due to the increased impact of contractor trucks and the heavy loads that are on the roads, we are seeing some increased damage to our roads out here. The narrow passages that we already have out here is increasing the danger of the children that are on the road early in the morning. The construction out here is starting earlier and earlier. We would like the county to take into consideration the next time they come out here to do the improvements to the roads, that they actually come out here and improve the roads and not just come over here and pour oil over them. Because,
amen to that.
Because they, if you drive down any of the major or considered major thoroughfares in this town, they're nothing but ridges, rugs, and getting worse every time one of these large trucks passes over. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you, Liston.
For all of you, as far as the roads go, I am going to ask them to come out. But if there are specific things, doing a wholesale redoing of the roads is going to take a long time. But if you have a specific need, like a pothole or something, that could be in the
McFarland. All of McFarland. The entire road.
He rode his bike down McFarland today.
Okay. I'm not saying that I'm not going to put in for the whole town,
right.
But I'm saying if you have a specific instance,
area,
you do not need to wait until the meeting. You
okay.
can text me, call me, email me, and tell me
well,
where
that's
it
gonna...
is. And our patch crew for potholes is usually out within 2 days. So those things are an immediate fix. Bigger, you know, redoing a whole road, that's, you know, budgets and takes time and everything.
I understand what Liston's saying, the potholes, the edges are breaking off. Yeah.
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 It's right. getting hazard.
Yeah.
And then there in front of the Chevron, you know,
yep.
it's uneven, but Terrible's has to do their side of the project.
Right.
And
that,
gonna,
right there
right.
in the fence.
corner of the fence right there. Take a right, mm-hmm. and if you're not watching, you drop a foot.
Well, pretty soon that's
oh, going on to 95. Yes. That's always been there.
Yeah, the that's always
DOT, DOT comes, fills it in, they fix the sign. A week later, a big truck goes by, rolls over the sign.
Yeah.
That's a never ending. That's been there for 30 years.
So let me clarify. I can talk to our public works about fixing things. If that's a NDOT thing, I'll have to talk
yeah,
to
them. Yeah, they could fill that.
That's an
concrete.
That's an NDOT concrete. Thing.
Yeah.
Asphalt. I think we
should fix that. The right people.
Yeah, what, everybody start taking pictures. You know, everybody got her email address?
Don't send them till after her surgery.
Right.
No, send them during so I can pound them off. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else? Going once.
I have a question. Because I don't know.
Go ahead.
Okay. I don't know who posted it, but I've been here. I work up here. I hear a lot of it. Megan, what are the, okay, we all understand the growth and the noise, it's going to happen, okay? The trucks at Beezer, from my understanding, are starting around 4 to 7. Everybody's like, okay, 4 to 7. Then today, they started at 2. Who can they call if they have noise complaints about
2 o'clock this
company?
Morning they start?
That's what I read. I'm just saying.
Okay.
And the first...
It's not really a noise issue, it's a timing issue.
Right.
So they can only work during daytime hours, and because my computer won't connect, I believe that it's 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Yes.
So they're allowed to work from 7 a.m.
Right. And if they are not, you let me know, and I will get out right away. And,
I see them.
We don't want to slow down any construction.
Well, most construction projects start 6 in the morning. During the summer, they'll probably start at 5 or 4.
We understand that. But when they said, you know, 2 a.m.
I think what...
And we do know that, sorry, Family Dollar went a little late sometimes,
no,
too.
I think what somebody's talking about is they bring in the low boys.
Yes.
Exchanging equipment, graders, blades, and everything
else.
Needs
to go to another job.
And I'll bet you're right, Matt. I'll bet
that's yes. probably what they're doing.
And I just keep getting hounded with people talking
about. They don't need to hound you.
Hound her.
So next time I see that on Facebook, I'm going to say you need to call this person.
But if it's just loading and unloading the equipment, I don't know if that would count as construction. I don't know. That's something I would have to find out.
Right.
You live over there. Did you hear it?
Because that's actually not.
I live right there in Boulder.
Okay,
and
I'm just saying.
I don't
yeah.
hear anything. I'm there every day, every morning. They don't start till around 7
yeah.
o'clock.
Okay.
There
I just want to know who to direct the people to.
Where they do unload and load trains, you know, they transition right. that. But other than that, they don't start construction.
Or it's a lube trucks, or it's a mechanic. And half the time, we've only seen a mechanic there twice.
They're fueling them up.
That's yeah. about it. Yeah, fueling them up.
That's what's happening.
So if
occasional things, not
what
always.
They need
right.
to do is have more detailed of a complaint and to email it to this email. Does that work for you? Okay, that's what I was looking for. Somebody to go, here you go.
Backup alarm.
I know, but I wanted the specifics.
Record.
Yeah, I want it on record. When you get bombarded, I don't know what you call it.
Okay.
Mark.
Go ahead.
I just had something about the Family Dollar. I just wanted to clarify everything up and let you guys know a little clarification on where we are really and what is holding us back. It is the county has three issues that we are facing right now, and one is the power light for the street light for the DOT frontage road there. We don't have power from Terrible side.
It's been taken care of.
Well, yeah, we're working on it with the engineers. Yeah, you're
right. I've been working hard on it.
Yeah, I know. Trust me. And so that is just one of the, I'm just letting you know what one of the concerns are, is the power pole, or I'm sorry, the light pole, and then Nevada Energy, the power pole, that is right there on the back. That needs to be removed and put underground. We're working hard with the engineers right. to get that squared away, and of course, the roads, which we were supposed to meet halfway with Terribles, but unfortunately, we finished before they did. And so that's what's holding us up. So Family Dollar is, I mean, we're about a week away. We have very minor things to finish up there, but we are there.
Hallelujah.
So,
excellent.
Just wanted to clear that up and let everyone know exactly what's holding us back.
All right.
Well, Family Dollar wants to be open as much as you want.
Oh, yes.
They are very anxious.
They're not asking for it. You're fine. So I'm okay with that.
Okay, anybody else?
Thank you.
All right.
Next meeting date, December 12th, 6:30. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
See you next time.
And that one.